You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday. Thank you for listening. Your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming live on YouTube. Wear a special shirt for YouTube today. Ike, this is my shirt for the YouTube folks. I don't know if you
see
what's on the shirt.
Yes, I do.
There you go. For the YouTube folks. All right. Jack, you ready to do the top five at five? It's sponsored by Roto-Rooter, but I don't have my Roto-Rooter thing up here, but I will in a second because the top five at five is sponsored by Roto-Rooter, and that's not there either. But hold on a second because, do I love Roto-Rooter. I would love to tell you about Roto-Rooter and all the great things about them. The top five at five is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I decided to put a little wrinkle on today's top five at five. I could have done funniest things that happened on WIP this week.
Sure.
But I put a little, put my thinking cap on.
Wow, you worked on it.
A little bit.
Okay.
So what have you today are the five trades I'm exploring as general manager of the afternoon show.
Okay. So, but these are trades that could happen within WIP. It's not just the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm exploring.
Okay.
Starting at number five, I'm looking to trade the Nick Sirianni day after presser to the midday show. It's really just a salary dump situation.
Yeah, I don't need anything back, actually. I just need the time back. I need 12 minutes.
I need my life back.
Yeah, the 12 to 17 minutes. Absolutely. We could play the highlights or whatever. Something good happens. I would love if they would do it at
12:15.
They used to do it earlier.
It used to be 12:15.
Yeah.
If we could go back to 12:15, I'm selling it. It's like a Castellano situation.
Yeah.
I'm willing to eat some money to get off the Nick Sirianni day after press conference.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wish it was better. I do. It's like, you know who could make it better? I'm not blaming Nick. I'm blaming the people asking the questions.
Yeah.
Make it better.
Yeah.
Make it better. Ask a question we all care about, not just whatever quote you need for your little story. Sirianni talks 100 times during the week. Get your little quote 2 days later. Don't get it on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they lose on Sunday. We'll be very curious what the day after press conference is going to be like on Monday.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Why don't we keep it this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fourth trade I'm looking to make as GM of the afternoon show is I'm already looking to get Morgenstein back from sales.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're going to lose Justin Morgenstein, our video guy.
Yeah, he's been our video guy for how long? I mean, since we started doing YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since like January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close friend of the program.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to miss Morgenstein.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to get him back from sales. But you know what? He's going to go over there. He's going to end up being one of those friggin' sales guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to drive a nicer car than us eventually.
Yep. Yep.
You know, not right away, but eventually. We know what's going to happen.
Yep.
But maybe then.
Hey, Steiny just got a Benz.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he did.
Yeah. Well, you write the commercials that long, You get a bigger car. That's longer exactly. commercial, the bigger the car.
Yeah.
You know, maybe when Morgenstern hits the heights where he gets, you know, was making all that money, he can take us out to the steakhouse and then you can...
Yeah, order a steak on him.
On him.
Yeah.
My favorite Morgenstern moment was when he ordered one appetizer crab cake at dinner because you put the fear of God into him.
No, Jack did.
Jack did, right, yeah.
And I had set him up for failure there because I also did not order a steak. And he said, if I'm not ordering a steak, then he can't order a steak.
Right.
And really, I sabotaged Morgenstern.
Yes.
It was we got tight Morgenstern.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Immediately.
He was very tight that night.
Immediately.
Yeah. Farewell, Morgenstern.
We'll take him out again.
You traitor.
We may invite you to the next dinner, Justin. Yeah. We might.
Well, it depends on the new guy.
Good point.
Yeah. Maybe we invite the new guy.
We'll see. We'll see. The third trade I'm looking to make as general manager of the afternoon show, I'm looking to trade Go Birds for maybe Uncovering the Birds or the Guns podcast. I mean, is it time to be in the market for a new Eagles pod? I mean,
one that'll get a scoops or something?
Yeah, instead of daily things about how much great Sirianni is and how he can be in a documentary about him one day.
Well, I do love Go Birds Daily. Can we keep Go Birds Daily and trade? I'll tell you, though, the game after Go Birds where him and James were fighting about how Jalen played,
yeah,
that was must-watch podcasting.
It fed families.
Yeah. I think Go Birds, if the Eagles season were to go down the tubes, which I don't think is going to happen, but if it were, I think Go Birds will be a must listen. I think those two fighting about it will be a must listen.
Oh,
you know? Because is James strung as high on the high hopes as he is on Go Birds?
No.
He's
no.
pretty high strung on Go Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's passionate about Jalen.
He is. Yeah. He is.
I can appreciate
that. He's even doing the lying about how he's sacrificing his stats for wins, which is one of the annoying things that Jalen fans do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not sacrificing his stats for wins. I'm sure the Eagles
are sacrificing stats.
Yeah, he's not a hero anyway.
Not intentionally anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, the second trade I'm looking to make as GM of the afternoon show is, are we putting Mike Mayock on the block? I mean, look at this yesterday.
Man, as a fan, you would just like it if they would shut up for 1 week so you could talk about the football team.
Well, you got a question there, big fella?
No.
I mean, is there infighting? Is this like an AJ Jalen situation between Spike and Mike Mayock? Do we have to, for the greater good of the show, put him on the trading block? We don't want to. Great player.
I love Mayock.
Yeah. This is one of those ones you have to work out.
We have to. Yeah. You got it. You know, maybe AJ and Jalen won't get in a room and hash it out.
Right.
But I think we're going to need
them.
We need each other at this point.
Yeah, Mayock is valuable. Not getting traded.
No.
I mean, I wasn't asking a question. I was just, I'm trying to not.
Good friends catching up.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
He was just talking.
Just talking.
Sort of giving my perspective on things.
Yeah. He said, bleep your perspective. Where's the question?
Would you stop?
All right. The.
He hit me with a big fella. That was really un. All right.
But the number one trade I'm looking to make as GM of the afternoon show is I'm looking to make a trade for Devin Caney because this kind of content belongs on the afternoon show. Listen to Devin Caney earlier this week lay this gem out there.
And let me say this on behalf of the city of Philadelphia. We've never had a president assassinated here. Thank you very much.
Wow.
What?
Okay. Because of the Dallas thing, I get it. Yeah. It's just a weird segue.
That's a very weird flex.
They got Shane.
Are you sure, though? Like, if you really think about it. If you really think about it.
Devin.
Fair.
We've had four presidents assassinated. Which one happened in Philadelphia?
None of them. None of them.
Thank you.
I was just saying.
The jury rests its case.
Because Philly used to be the president. I mean, the capital.
Yeah.
If you really think about it.
I actually heard that live. That was Wednesday morning.
What was she trying to say?
She wasn't sure if there was a president assassinated in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, I'm aware of that, but I thought maybe she was trying to say something else. There was definitely not a president assassinated here.
Are you sure, though?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And if there's anybody that's sure, it's the camera.
It's the camera, yes.
He saw a fast.
Well, he nailed that quick. Yeah. He's the four presidents assassinated.
Yeah.
I don't even know the four. I just know JFK.
Well, and Lincoln.
And Lincoln, yes, obviously. I'm sorry.
Right. Those two.
Yes, at the theater.
The Ford Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ford Theater.
Could you play that again? I'm sorry.
And let me say this on behalf of the city of Philadelphia. We've never had a president assassinated here. Thank you very much.
Wow.
What?
Okay, because of the Dallas thing, I get it. Yeah. It's just a weird segue.
That's a very weird flex.
They got Shane.
Are you sure, though? Like, if you really think about it. If you really think about it.
Devin.
Fair.
We've had four presidents assassinated. Which one happened in Philadelphia?
None of them. None of them.
Thank you.
Well, not really. In the background.
I was just saying.
Because yeah.
Philly used to be the president. I mean, the capital.
No,
yeah.
If you really think about it.
That's just it. Really think.
She really could step in for you, and we would not miss a beat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about today that
what?
I brought up to Jill?
What?
I heard a seagull this morning.
A seagull?
Yeah, a seagull.
Okay.
A seagull. Like Beanie Siegel is what you said.
I didn't see Beanie Siegel.
Yes.
I saw
seagull.
I see. Is it oil or is it all? So I saw a seagull this morning.
Seagull.
I saw a seagull.
No, gull.
Seagull.
Seagull.
Steven Seagal.
No.
So I saw a seagull this morning.
Yeah, here's what I want you to do. The word G-U-L-L.
Gull.
Gull. Seagull.
Seagull.
Yeah, not seagull.
Not seagull.
Seagull.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So anyway,
yeah,
I saw a seagull this morning.
No,
and I kind of thought seagulls just died in the winter. You know what I mean?
How did you see a seagull out?
That's where I was confused.
In Westchester.
That was my point.
It was probably lost.
Yeah, and then
you
I saw.
Thought, well, hold on. You thought they all died during the winter, and then they were. You've never heard about birds flying south for the winter.
I've heard about geese. I didn't think seagulls migrated. So I kind of thought they just died in the winter and then, you know, reincarnated. Not reincarnated, but you know what I mean? Like hibernate, going to school.
Okay. If they hibernate, they don't die.
Yeah, they're not dying. If they all die.
Yeah, I just kind of thought they died in the winter.
You think they hatch eggs and then go die? And then new ones are born every year?
Yeah. That could have been a theory. March of the Seagulls.
Wow. Yeah, Devin, I think Devin is dumb enough for the show. I think it would be, no offense, Devin. It's a compliment.
He's like one of the guys.
Absolutely. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com.
Hey.
Which one?
This is Stateside.
Okay, all good.
Yep, floater.
Yep.
Good job, Jack. Yep. Football season is in full swing, and we're bringing your tailgate must-have. No, we're bringing you your tailgate must-have. Yeah, it makes better sense. There's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
First of all, went on my drive home. I'm on Thanksgiving break. Gave me some time to reflect. I'd like to apologize for my behavior yesterday.
Well, thanks for that behavior.
What was your behavior?
I don't know. I thought I kind of got a rise out of Spike, which I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed. But
I don't even remember.
Yeah, you kidding me? Yeah, at times this guy rises up during the show.
Yeah, come on, man. I mean,
it really pops out and it grows.
Yeah, the only time that I got a rise yesterday that is stuck in my brain is, right, is at 4 o'clock. So, what did you say?
It was the whole thing about AJ, and then you were yelling at me about it's not just AJ Brown talking in the locker room. And then I said it was like Mike from ticketing, and then
I do remember that.
It's all good. Yeah.
All right. Mike anyways, from ticketing. Yeah. Anyways, it's Cowboys week. Yeah. All right. Can I get some Ike juice?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I mean, just take the win. This is what I want. If the offense can put up, I don't know, maybe 20 points, I know that's asking for a lot at this point, which I know we're all shocked by. But I think the defense is going to hold it down. But there's no reason the offense can't put up more than 20 points. It's the worst defense we're facing probably all year, maybe besides Oakland or Buffalo. But going into AT&T, it's not always easy, but I think they're going to get the job done.
Oh, wait till you, Shy, and you will be first on the list when they put up 19 points on Sunday to talk about how the Dallas defense made all these additions and is actually good, and I actually don't know ball. I can't
wait. I will call in on Monday afternoon right at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And when the Eagles put up 40 points,
I'll be thrilled.
Then I hope so.
Well, why wouldn't I be?
No, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying you wouldn't be.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying the excuses will be, they'll be coming out of everybody's ears if they only scored, 19 points on Sunday. I can just feel it. You're going
to
do it.
I was talking to Jack. Yeah. I just want to see a win. No matter how they win, I'll be happy. I'm not going to care at this point in the season.
All right.
But I do have a Sixers question for you, and it's going to be short.
Okay.
Do you think they're being overcautious with Embiid right now, and do you think that this team can make the playoffs without Embiid playing, 45-plus games?
I don't think there's a way that you can be overcautious with Embiid at this point, to be honest with you. I think like they've done it the other way. And it's just like, he should play when he feels all right. And he shouldn't when he doesn't. Could they make the playoffs without him playing? Let's say he plays 33 games. Yes, absolutely.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Well, the East is bad, but I think hang on one second. I popped my headphones out there. There you go. The East is bad, but I think what you are seeing, though, is like I think Maxi has been absolutely unbelievable this year, but you are seeing when your primary initiator is not really a guy that creates for others, when he's just sort of a small guard. When their offense is stagnant, that's partially why, because he's not a guy that gets other. The assist numbers are high, but not every. He has the ball all the time. He's not great at that. He's not a great initiator, and I think you're sort of seeing what the ceiling of a team could be if he is the engine of your offense. I think he's a great player. I think ultimately would be better if they have an actual point guard next to him at some point, which is, I look at McCain and I hope there's some of that. But Embiid takes some of that load off too, because so much of the offense runs through him, and you can play Tyrese off ball. So I think they can make the playoffs. I don't think they can do anything without Joel something.
You're not doing anything significant without Joel in the playoffs.
Could they win 44 games or something? Yeah. For sure, yeah. But that's sort of where I'm at. I think where Ike's at, where I hope a lot of people are at, is that like this year, if Joel isn't there enough, this year is about those young guys and watching them develop and seeing what the next year is going to be like. And if we get 40, 45 games out of Joel and he's healthy for the playoffs, they could beat anybody, but they're not beating anybody without Joel.
Two short things. I think the East is better than we give the conference credit for. I mean, we lost to what? We lost to the Pistons without four of their starting five. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, we also were missing Embiid and Paul George. Like, that's $110 million.
That's my next point. That was my next point. I don't think fans realize how important, because listen, I'm guilty too. We give Embiid a lot of flack, but I don't think people understand how important he is to this offense and how much different this team, runs the floor without him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's people saying, get him out of here. I want to start Bona. I was like, okay.
No, they're morons. They're morons.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, but it's that. then you're going to be checked. We will have this sort of Sixer season where people are just check out because they know there's no chance they're going to win a title or anything. So, Shai, who's your most hated Cowboy of all time?
My most hated Cowboy of all time is Cole Beasley. I didn't get to do yesterday's next question, though.
Do you want to do it?
Top
perfect 10.
Yeah, perfect 10.
All right, go ahead.
Joy Taylor.
Ooh. Thick. Joy Taylor. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah,
choice.
Joy Taylor.
All right.
It's good.
Peace.
I can't even think. Whitlock.
Yes.
Calls her something.
Peanut butter skin?
Yeah, peanut yes. butter something, yeah.
Yes. He is not complimentary of her.
Yeah.
Whitlock is wild, man.
Yeah, he's out of control.
Yeah.
He's out of control.
He really is. Yeah. These
podcasters.
The Sixers are in this weird spot where every time everybody gets excited, it puts them in a position to get too mad when they...
When they don't. Yeah.
You know, like everybody's whining about the third quarter. And it's like, they're going to lose a quarter.
Spike, I haven't had one complaint.
Good. I appreciate it. It's been fun.
I haven't had one complaint watching them this year.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
When they lose,
I'm like, all right, nah. they lost. Yeah. When such and such played well, he played well. Yeah. And they lost. Okay.
You know, it feels weird doing the podcast after the games because if they lose it, we're like, bah. You know, Maxey played good.
Yeah.
Oh, look, VJ had a really cool dunk.
Yeah.
You know, he had a couple of alley-oops last night, one from PG, one from Maxey.
And now they're back to those damn cup games tonight.
There is cup games tonight. Because the Sixers can only make the cup finals as a wild card now. There's no way they'll do it.
Really?
The Friday night games are the cup games.
Nice.
Yeah, because we lost our cup game to the Celtics, and we lost our cup game to the Pistons.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Awesome. Pistons are pretty good. But, like, it just shows you what the East is, because the Pistons, they're pretty good, but, like, you beat the Pistons.
Yeah, but come on, man. Pistons back in action in the East? I mean, that's basketball.
That's cool.
It's good, yes.
Yeah. Well, they're rumored to be going after Anthony Davis. So
I saw that.
That'll help.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that'll be great. For the one out of every...
Yeah, I'm like, why? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because they feel like there's an opportunity and they're going to go for it. But,
yep.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you our picks for the weekend. Probably not going to be very good. Hey, if you want to go 500,
speak for yourself.
Oh, are you cooking?
Nope, I went 2-2.
Okay.
I think the whole show went 2-2.
Oh, okay.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.